Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hi, it's Elise. And yes, it's a Monday, not a Thursday. I'm coming to you today to tell you about a special series that's launching next Monday and will run for 4 weeks. And there are more of these to come. We'll see how it goes. They might not last forever. But I wanted to leave Thursday's episodes alone. Pulling the thread will largely be exactly the same, 45 to 60 minute conversations with today's cultural leaders about the big questions of today. And on Mondays, we'll dip into thornier or bigger, more complex conversations, conversations that might require multiple perspectives and voices in order to give them a fuller context. And we're starting with something that's kind of fun. I call these mystical systems. You could call them personality systems, but we also know them as astrology, human design, tarot, Enneagram. These are the systems that we often find ourselves turning to when we need to make a decision or understand where we are at this moment in time. And of course, a lot of these systems are derided as silly or stupid or party games. And while I never think that you should rely on any external authority to make decisions, I do think that these systems really have a place in our culture, not only because many of them are ancient, downloaded with really strange beginnings that at least make my imagination go wild. After all, astrologers are in the Bible, even if the Bible might not love astrologers in return. But I also think that there's nothing more powerful in a way than sitting across from someone who knows nothing more about you than your birth date, birth time, and place of birth, and then being told all about you, including what's likely unfolded in your life, what you're doing with your life, who you are, and then what's to come. When you get a reading like that that's extra powerful and accurate, it can shift your entire understanding of the world. For me, it suggests that maybe there might be a master blueprint, a master plan, a big map in which we can all find ourselves and better understand what the hell we're doing here and why and what we're supposed to do with our days. So I think that they're fun. I think it's always fun. It's addictive, really, to learn about yourself. And these are all lenses through which you can come to understand yourself more deeply. But I think that there's something metaphysical and mystical at play. And so I'm not so quick to dismiss them as columnar advice in a magazine or a newspaper. When you go deep into these systems, they're full of wisdom. All right, I'll see you next Monday. We'll see how this goes. High schoolers are busy, but no one's too busy to help fight cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is looking for their next Student Visionaries of the Year. Could that be your child? High schoolers who participate in the 7-week philanthropic leadership development program gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Forming strong teams behind them, they fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor right in their local community. Most importantly, this campaign is an opportunity for high schoolers to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Sound like something your child might be interested in? You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.